The legislature worked into the early morning Wednesday, passing a sweeping Republican plan. It seeks to limit the powers of Democratic Governor-elect Tony Evers and Democratic Attorney General-elect Josh Call. During the heated debate, Assembly Minority Leader Gordon Hintz told GOP lawmakers that history would not be kind to them if they approved the bills.
Do not pretend that anything that we have done in this body today is remotely normal or remotely okay. If you vote for this, shame on you. You will go down in history as a disgrace.
Meanwhile, Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss insisted the move satisfy the will of the voters.
Our job, fighting for what we believe for our constituents, who all voted for us, want us to have the ability to win a hand on occasion.
Republican Governor Scott Walker has indicated he'll sign the bills. WUWM's Marty Michelson and Jeff Mayers of WisPolitics.com discussed just how the measures would restrict what Tony Evers can do in office. Mayers talked about the proposal to curb Evers' powers regarding writing rules for existing laws.
I think it's a general theory that want to keep a check on the rules of the executive branch. In this case, a Democratic administration, because, you know, once bills are passed, a lot of the times the rules go further or not as far as some people think. Republicans talked about this, but it's an imperative now, I think, because there's a Democratic administration on the way.
Another proposal would require Evers to get lawmakers' approval to change benefits programs that the federal government helps run. Is this meant to prevent Evers from accepting federal Medicaid dollars to expand health care coverage?
As I understand it, he can't do that unilaterally. It requires a joint effort of the governor and the legislature. This, I think, was more meant in the areas of the waivers. The Republicans had, with the help of the Trump administration, worked on a bunch of waivers to try to limit public benefits. And so those were included in these bills, and I think this is an effort to make sure that those aren't changed.
The legislative package also weakens the governor's control over the state economic development agency. Although Republicans amended the proposal to restore some of Evers' authority in September, why did they decide to scale back on the limits, and why did they pick September as a time for Evers to have a greater say?
I don't have a clear answer on that yet. There's a lot of speculation that it has to do with Foxconn, that there are some hurdles that Republicans want to make sure that the Foxconn development and project clear, or maybe there's a pending deal in the works. It's not clear to me why September 1 was picked.
Did it surprise you that both houses rejected provisions that would have guaranteed health coverage for people with pre-existing conditions? Some Republicans had promised on the campaign trail that they would ensure that those protections would become law.
Of course, this was a big debate, and the Democrats really bludgeoned both Brad Schimmel and Scott Walker on this. And, you know, it's viewed as contributing to their defeats. The Republican Assembly had passed a bill. It was the Republican Senate, Republican-controlled Senate, that had passed this. What happened in the Senate was sort of expected in a way that, you know, this group of very conservative Republicans in the caucus said it smacked too much of Obamacare, and they didn't want to have anything to do with that bill.